The Lost Village, In Search of a Forgotten Rural England, by Richard Asquith.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The further one goes, the less one knows. Lao Tzu, 6th century BC. Author's note. This began as a book about modern village life and ended up as something rather different. I'm glad that it did, because what I have ended up with, a collection of voices and stories from the English countryside, seems to me at least as valuable as what I was originally looking for. These are our countrymen and women, and their testimonies are worth listening to. The book also describes a personal journey, physical and spiritual, in the course of which I learnt many things, including this. The English countryside is full of people, more than 9.5 million of them, who, for obvious reasons, know much more about their particular patches of the land and their particular rural communities than I could possibly know. Many are also remarkably well informed about wider rural and historical issues. I feel presumptuous pronouncing at all on so many matters about which I am relatively ignorant. The least I can do is acknowledge my debt to the innumerable inhabitants of the English countryside, not just for the facts in this book, but also for many of the ideas. The following are not so much sources as books and archives that I have found particularly helpful. Some have more obvious relevance to the Lost Village.